Moving in the Morning with the Morning Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Hello, Freakos. Thanks for joining us again. We do appreciate that. We'd love it if you'd rate and review and share the episode. Makes our bosses super nice to us. And isn't that what life's about, making our lives easier? Go to mix1079.com every once in a while, too, and socials and whatnot. Ramona Holloway is, of course, with us on the pod a couple days a week on the show. You moved in the last week or so.
Yep.
So when
move from Belmont to Gastonia.
Moving on down.
Wow. It's not moving on down. It's moving on over.
Okay, there you go.
I'm a little bit further away from you. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm closer. Oh, damn.
To me? Are you? All right.
Just slightly. I'm only 4 minutes away from where I used to live.
Yeah.
Like literally 4 minutes. I timed it.
But when you move, as everyone knows, there's a lot of things you got to set up. You got to make phone calls. You got to just it's a process.
I haven't even begun the change of address stuff. Outside of
so much.
Oh my gosh, outside of the post office.
But I will say that it has gotten easier.
I love it now.
I mean, it's so much easier.
Yeah. And the pictures of mail.
Oh yeah, I love. Well, that's that
I
thing
love
too.
That.
You get pictures of mail once you change your address.
It's so great.
So every day you get pictures of what's in your mailbox, and I love it.
Me too.
In your
you look
email.
At pictures of what's in your mailbox?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they send you a copy of what
pictures
is in there.
It's spectacular.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Why is like this so much fun for you?
Because you know before you go. It's not like mail carousel like it used to be.
Right. Yeah. I think Auntie Martha sent my $20 birthday gift.
And now you know.
No. What? Like, what do you?
Yeah. I don't have
like,
to.
Why is this so exciting for you?
I don't understand.
I don't know either. To be honest with you.
Uh-oh. Rooms to Go's having a 4th of July sale.
Yep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I don't have to go to the mailbox some days.
Right. We just know.
Just know.
We know.
Know
before you go.
You sound, I'm not going to put it down. I'm not going to yuck your yum because you sound empowered.
Wait, no,
you sound empowered.
I will say, I will agree, it's completely 100% lame, and I have no idea why I like it.
But I don't think I've heard either of you this happy in a very long time.
Yeah. He had talked about it. Matt had talked about it. He moved before, like right after I got here.
Like December,
and I was just, I didn't want to yuck his yum, but in my brain I was like, ho-hum, who really cares? And then I got it, and I was like,
woo!
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
JD, we found the thing that brings joy to both Matt and Liz. Who knew it was being able to see pictures of your mail?
It's the future.
I'm going to them pictures of my mail just so they can come.
Not the same. Not the same.
Although, I don't know. Oh, I might enjoy that.
It's my Liz. Hey, Matt, man. Ollie's Good Stuff Cheap has a sale.
No.
I'm going to like start texting you pictures of my mail because I didn't know that's what made you happy.
It is the mail equivalent.
Matt has not looked at a damn picture I've posted on social media in the last 10 years.
Probably
but
do.
Every day or at least 6 days a week, you're looking to see pictures of your mail.
So great.
Yeah, I mean, I will admit that it's, you know, it was December when it started. It's wearing off a little bit.
But since December, you're still filled with joy.
I'm in the swoon. I'm in the honeymoon swoon. So I'm still.
It's like when I used to.
Maybe it'll never wear off.
I used to love
tracking. I hope you always feel like you do today.
I do too.
It's like you're on the edge of the Titanic and your postmaster's holding you up.
Like Leo.
And you're feeling
and
it.
Kate.
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm always. I'm
you're
curious.
King of the world.
King of the mail.
And I want to know if a computer does it or there's somebody there taking pictures. It's got to be a computer.
Whoa.
No, I bet you have your own photographer. I bet.
Well, they got to get a little bit of lighting on some of these letters, but that's all right. I'm trying to see
what's your zip code?
29708.
Shout out to the 29708 photographer.
Yep. I'm looking to see what lately I've gotten in my mail, in case you guys are wondering.
You're 28208.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Shout out to the 28208.
What's up, AI?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Let's see what I got on Tuesday in my mailbox.
We're really doing this.
It's so great.
Does anyone else have goosebumps? Because I do. Anyone else have goosebumps?
This is like the Oprah giveaway show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What did you get, Matt, man?
$10 off at Belk.
What?
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Some sort of AAA thing, but I don't know what it is. Benefits of being a member. Somebody sold a house somewhere.
Wow.
And Cigna insurance bill. Done. I'm not going to the mailbox today.
That belt wasn't enough for you, huh?
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. But like in the early days.
Cigna Schmigna.
Yes.
I don't need health care.
Nope. Nope. I don't need it. I don't need it. Tracking packages used to be fine, but that's worn off.
You know? Yeah, I remember one time
hobby.
When Matt tracked a pair of swim trunks in the studio minute by minute for a freaking week.
Yeah.
It was like some new form of OCD where every 5 minutes, looks like the swim trunks are in a warehouse in Cincinnati.
Looks like
the swim trunks have arrived in Durham.
Yep.
The swim trunks are in Charlotte. Ooh, the swim trunks are on a truck.
The ones I track the closest are the ones that get lost. I don't know what kind of juju is out there, but whatever I track like the most steadfastly always winds up going missing, and it becomes like a FedEx claim.
I've never had any missing.
That's
probably
missing.
Why the fun wore off. Like there was never any mystery for him.
Yeah,
that probably wore off. And change of address also is a lot easier than it, like now that you can do most things online.
Right.
You used to have to fill out these like the send a bill back with a new address on or something.
And my
issue
right now is my internet is not hooked up, so I'm trying to do everything from the phone, and that's just...
That's excruciating.
It is.
But you have had to talk to customer service people.
Mm. And some of them have been absolute winners.
Yeah.
I got a shout out once again to my Spectrum dude out in Texas. I loved him. Come to find out, he is a physical therapist who also works for Spectrum.
You got,
we talked
about his stuff?
We went deep.
I do. There was
a lot of hang time. He's like, I'm going to hang with you, ma'am, until this, blah, blah, blah happens. I'm like, okay. Instead of an awkward silence, like, you're really good at your job.
Yeah, that's
you
good.
Know,
okay.
What have you trained in?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to find out how he was so good at giving voice. Because I have done customer service. I have been in telemarketing.
Yeah.
I've done face-to-face sales, and I've also done radio, even radio sales.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very conscious of the tone that I'm getting.
Of course.
And I feel like it's my job to give a friendly tone. I don't know if you can... if it's trainable or not, because some people naturally have it and some people don't. You see it in little kids. Like some little kids just light right up. They're great in front of the camera immediately, and some others need coaching or it's just not their lane. You know what I mean? But I've had a couple of people who are great, and then I had a guy.
I
will try to turn somebody's frown upside down. If I feel like the person I'm dealing with, the cashier at the store, is giving
bad
off
day.
An energy that it's been a day, I am going to try to make that interaction as happy as I can.
Yes.
As happy
course,
as I can.
Me too.
I think it's a little harder on the phone because you don't get eye contact with that person-to-person energy.
Right.
But that's what I'm going for. But this dude, when I tried to set up my utility... gave me bad tone from the very beginning. And so I went in like, hey, my self-deprecating thing.
Yeah.
I'm calling because, I'm having trouble doing this on my phone, blah, 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 blah. I'm not technologically savvy. I go through the whole thing. And he tells me that I cannot, even though I've previously been a customer, I'm currently living in the new home. And... the previous owners have been wonderful in giving me enough time to get my stuff together.
Yeah, right.
That if I don't know their last name, or if I don't go outside, which I told him from beginning I was in my car.
Right, so there's nothing you can
But I do have the bill, my previous bill, the last bill that I paid through them, that number. So you know I'm an established customer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah.
So, well, without the... without the name of the previous owner, I can't, or the number off the side of your house, I can't.
Which is weird because you're not. I could see if it was disconnecting,
right?
Because disconnecting, you don't want just somebody claiming to be somebody,
right?
But connecting,
right? I'm trying to give you money.
Yeah.
I am attempting to give you money.
Right.
I have successfully, without missing a payment, given you money for like 20 years.
It should be right there on the file.
20 years. Yeah. But you're telling me that if I don't know, so I said, let me get this straight. Without that, you can't help me? And he goes, well, do you know the name of the of the previous owners? I still don't.
Oh, because he already said it once.
I still don't. And so he just keeps getting worse.
Yes.
And every time I am on the phone with a customer service person who gives me great customer service, I compliment them on their customer service.
Sure, of course.
I understand it takes a lot of energy, a lot of energy to give good voice every single time.
Yeah.
Good energy every single time.
Because they must not dig their job a lot sometimes. Sometimes. Like, nobody digs their job every day.
Not true.
Okay, there's something.
Not true. But
most people don't love their job every day. So it's going to be a day where you have a crappy life. And so you come into work and you might not be the happy. You know, some jobs you can close your door and do your thing. But service, you've got to.
Customer service, kind of like radio.
Yep.
You, whatever's going on out there, you got to turn it on in here.
Yep, exactly.
So if you were me, would you report this guy?
Yeah.
Because generally my rule is if I have not gone out of my way to take the customer survey about the good person, then I will not go out of my
way
to trash the bad person. And I have not filled out a single one of those surveys. Is it, please hang on the line and fill out. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I'm done. I've vocally complimented the person, but I haven't done that. So if you were me, would you go back to this company and say, I talked to this I talked on this day to a sales rep who told me this because yesterday I called the same utility back after climbing in pine straw,
the pine needles
to get the number and reaching out to the previous owners.
Mm-hmm.
I had the information I needed. Do you think the very, very nice guy who I dealt with yesterday asked for that?
No.
I didn't need it.
Yeah.
I didn't need it.
Then you definitely need to say something. They can listen to the calls. It's recorded, and they can make the call whether they think he had attitude or not. But also they need to, you know, if I'm going to own a company, I'm the manager of a company, my, you know, score or rating is reflected.
But does the company care when they're a monopoly? That's my thing.
True.
Like, am I wasting my time?
No, I think
it's not like I can be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to get my, and it was not the water company. It wasn't you water people.
Yeah.
I haven't dealt with the water people yet. I love you.
I think
but
they care. They care. They care.
Really?
Yeah, they care. I mean, they
because it's not like I'm going to like, okay, I'm not going to use you.
I'll tell you, no, but they.
I am not going to cook in my new place.
But there's still someone.
I will not have a dryer. I will not use gas.
Yeah, but there's still someone like above that guy and above that guy who their job is to get good ratings and good reviews, like at a hospital or something. You know, you think, well, we're the hospital, you know, but everybody's
you can
great.
Go to different hospitals.
Everybody's
I can go to Novant. I can go to Atrium.
I think they
somebody makes me
scores.
Mad. I can go somewhere else.
There's somebody in charge of that and making sure there's good customer service. I bet. And so there's marks against you if your department's getting crappy scores.
Mm.
So. And also about training, too.
Yeah.
So they want to be consistent in their training. If they're not even worried about the guy's attitude, they want to be consistent in what people are asking. Because maybe the nice guy didn't do his job.
Because
maybe he was supposed to get the number and the names.
Because right now I feel like one of my stepfather's tenants.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Miss Rowe. And every time something went wrong, she threatened to go to six on your side. You know what I mean? My toilet stopped up.
Yeah.
If you don't get over here in an hour. I'm calling six on your side.
All right.
Because that's really the only recourse I feel with a company that you have to deal with.
No, I bet I would bet on their website even you can do a place where there's feedback.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, once I get internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's over for this guy. When I get on the internet.
You'll never remember.
Ooh, that guy's in trouble.
You will never.
That guy's in trouble.
You will never remember.
But by the way, Spectrum, it's a Ramona problem, not a you problem, because once again, my Spectrum dude in Texas was amazing. He's amazing.
Yes. I'm glad that you got it straightened out. But I'm glad that I am big on giving ratings and reviews.
So do you give them when they're good, too?
Yeah, I give them almost every time.
Wow.
I go out of my way.
That shocks me.
I even do it when I leave Walmart. You know, the little stars come up.
Yeah,
and I hit the five star and then leave. Yes.
What?
Yes. I do. I do.
Are you the person, when you get a receipt and they circle that number on the bottom for you and say, if you circle this number, you're entered for a free $100 gift card if you rate us. Are you the person who actually rates?
I don't do all those, but if I get an email from CVS, I always rate. And I mention the person's name or something.
My mind is blown.
Yes, yes.
My mind is blown.
And I just read an
article. You don't care about 99.999% of things in this world.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
But yet you care about seeing pictures of your mail and doing the follow-up ratings.
Yes.
I thought I knew you, but obviously I don't.
But there's a big article in Wall Street Journal, I think, just recently about the stars and how Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, like, they go like below 4.8 or something. And if you're a passenger, if you go below, it's very. And I learned this when my wife was working in the hospital. It's totally graded on. It's very important to get those 5 stars. And at the time I told her, well, you should, like, it's just kind of hidden in the material.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, ask them to do it or whatever, because they're not good. A lot of people just won't do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
But if anything less than a 5, for a lot of places, I talked to some guy who's AC or whatever, he gets less than a 5, like a 4, mm-hmm. he gets in trouble for like a 4.
Mm.
So I've been very, very good at reviewing.
Are you a 5-star guy?
5-star all the time.
Wow.
You just get the easy 5 stars.
But here's where I don't do, is because when you give the 5 stars, then it says leave a comment. I leave a comment, but then it says, well, it's going to go on Yelp. I don't want it public.
I don't want you to know that I like you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they're not. Maybe somebody else advertises that same product or something, or maybe I just don't want to see my name out there.
Okay.
All right. Anonymous praise.
He's got scruples.
Willy nilly, just 5-star guy. They'll just call me 5-star guy.
Yep.
I see his comments everywhere.
Comment with 5 stars.
This really doesn't mean anything. His 5 stars is just a basic thumbs up. Yeah. It's not a love.
Yeah, yeah. I got to talk to Monica at CBS, and she should be. How that's, if it ever trickles down.
Who's Monica?
With a K.
Can't remember our names half the time, but God has Monica at CBS.
I always mention her, and I'm going to have to find out if it ever trickles down to her.
5 out of 5 stars, Monica.
Monica was very helpful, you know, and that kind of thing.
And a shout out to Monica at CVS in Fort Mill.
Yeah, sometimes I'll write, like, I went there around 10:15.
Monica has a new hairstyle. Super cute. 5 stars.
Sometimes I'll describe the person. I said, I didn't catch a name, but I was there at 10:20 on Tuesday, whatever date, and a fine young African-American man helped me. But then I say,
I
can't be 100% African American.
You're not. I know you're not even joking about this.
Well,
because
be.
I do know. Because it's important to the story.
Yes. How else do I identify the guy?
Right.
But I'm like,
some white people get very, very, very antsy
about
when it comes to
black or
right describing someone. Like, who helped you? Was the girl with the big hair?
The red shirt.
The pink shirt.
Target, we all have red shirts.
Like,
So I hope it's.
Was she black? Oh, yeah.
I think so.
She could be. But anywho, so rate your people.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, Monica. Oh, she's a talker, that one. When you get as much medicine as I do, and she sees the kind of medicine that I take, you,
she figures,
like,
you need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Rate, review, follow, share the episode, all that good stuff. Reach out in the Rona Holloway socials, Matt Harris, the Mix socials, and we will talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's Best Mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.